Monday. Today is April the 8th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, aside from the talk about a solar eclipse going on, some other big news is the highly pathogenic avian influenza impacting dairy herds. We're going to take some time today and visit with Dr. Sean Weller from OSU-ATI over in Worcester about the impact it's having on the dairy herd. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Monday morning talking about the high pathogenic avian influenza that's been making news as it's impacting the dairy herd across the country, and get some comments from Dr. Sean Weller. Now, he's a veterinarian with the Ag Technical Institute, part of Ohio State University at Worcester. He comments on what we now know about HPAI.
So this is a really evolving situation. The way it started, there was reports of strange disease incidents, or really more of a syndrome kind of happening in cattle in the Texas Panhandle. A lot of diagnostic tests were coming up negative. The people on the ground there were kind of having a hard time trying to pinpoint what was going on with these cattle. And the signs were pretty vague. And then, you know, as most of you know, the USDA came out and reported that they had isolated high path avian influenza in some of these cows from these herds. Now, that being said, doesn't mean that was the cause of what was going on. We're presuming that was the cause, but there's a lot of research and diagnostics that have to go into to prove that link. And then since we've isolated in some other states, Idaho, I believe there's been reports, Kansas, New Mexico, which were adjacent there to the Texas Panhandle, and then most recently here in Michigan and Ohio, in Wood County, Ohio. Good news is most all of those cases have direct epidemiologic links to herds that have tested positive in Texas. So movement of animals from those herds to these other states seems to be the cause. Currently, there hasn't been any reported incidents of other spread. So, if that trend continues, hopefully, we can curtail it just by limiting the movement of animals. But again, it's still a very fluid situation. And, we're probably expecting more and more information to come out in the days and weeks ahead. Dairies and all farms really should be practicing the standard biosecurity that they always have. There has been at least one reported instance of high path AI, the H5N1 virus infecting a human out in Texas. This has happened with poultry outbreaks as well. If there are suspected cases, and the current recommendation is if you have suspected animals on farms, there's some PPE requirements that would be recommended. Actually, here at the university, we're working on putting out some recommendations for that. And then I believe the USDA just earlier this week had released some recommendations as well to follow along those lines. As far as other herds that don't have suspected cases, again, it's standard practice, limiting unnecessary visitors, washing, cleaning boots, washing hands. And probably the biggest one based on what we've seen is, limiting the movement of animals into your herd from a potential source of this.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more from Dr. Weller after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue now with more comments from Dr. Sean Weller as he speaks about high pathogenic avian influenza in the dairy herd.
Waterfowl is kind of the natural reservoir that we worry about infecting our flock populations, our bird populations within the country. And we still don't know where it initially came from in these cow herds in the Texas Panhandle area, but there is a lot of suspicion that it was from waterfowl somehow. Again, all the spread that's happened pretty much to states outside that area have been isolated to direct movement of cattle. Now, again, that could change. But that's probably where I would start is watching where you're getting new animals in from, and then just beefing up kind of your standard biosecurity practices that have been recommended for years. So one of the big concerns is obviously we're producing a food product and the safety of that food product. And the USDA has come out multiple times, you know, reiterating that there is not a significant risk to the human population from this. All milk from sick animals is required by law to be diverted out of the food supply. And as well as we have, you know, our pasteurization standards that if some does get in, you know, they're going to inactivate this virus quite quickly. So luckily, it's not a virus that likes to survive in the environment for a long time. You know, most disinfectants easily kill it. Pasteurization easily kills it. Even just warm temperatures tend to kill it. So there's no big risk to humans, which is a really good thing. Currently, the Ohio Department of Agriculture hasn't put on any movement restrictions. This is coming from recommendations made by the USDA. And I would refer to Dr. Summers, the state vet, for any questions on that. But it seems at this point that, you know, at least our state isn't going to put some limits on. Now, that could always change. Again, this is a very fluid situation. We have seen some movement restrictions on animals in other states. So it's not saying it's completely out of the question, but currently, there's nothing that is limiting those right now.
Again, those are the comments of Dr. Sean Weller. He's with the Agriculture Technical Institute with Ohio State University, talking about the highly pathogenic avian influenza outbreak we've seen in some dairy cattle around the country, including a herd here in Ohio. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.